It was one of those many nights with our team of young Native Americans when God had dramatically shown his power. We were in the middle of a major outreach on a reservation basketball court when some huge storms started to surround us. There were predictions of severe thunderstorms, and it appeared they were bearing right down on us. Then the storms did something the locals said storms don't do around there. They stopped. 2 hours later, when we had had the time to help many Native young people there begin a relationship with Jesus Christ, the storms roared through. Well, by then we were having our team debriefing in a church fellowship hall. Suddenly, in the middle of our sharing time, all the lights went out. We were in total darkness. And in a matter of moments, someone had found some candles. And as soon as we lit a candle, things changed in the room. We could see each other again, even if it was a little dimly. It was just one light. But it wasn't totally dark anymore. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the power of one lonely light. That lonely light in a dark place, that might be you. Maybe you're in a place where dishonesty is the norm, or talking dirty, or talking trash against other people, where sin is a laughing matter and a way of life people don't even give much thought to. And then there's you. You're the living proof that there's another way to be, that there's hope, not just despair. There's integrity, not just deceit. There's looking out for others, not just looking out for yourself. There's joy, not being negative all the time. You are the light. That's exactly what our Lord said we were supposed to be. In Matthew 5, beginning with verse 14, our word for today from the Word of God, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." Well, you certainly are meant to be the light for at least your little corner of the world. "A city on a hill," he said, "cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." One thing I saw that night when we were in total darkness is this. It only takes a little light to make a big difference. That's true where you are. You may not feel like you're making much of a difference, but take you out of that place, and it's total darkness. You are the conscience there. You are the face, the voice, the hands of Jesus there. You're the hope of something better. And you can be sure Satan's doing everything possible to blow out your light, isn't he? He's pushing all your buttons to discourage you, to get you to compromise, or even to bail out. But you can't let your light flicker. You can't let your light go dim or go out. When our daughter-in-law was expecting our grandchild, she suddenly gave up something we've kiddingly said she's addicted to, a certain soft drink. Why should she suddenly change her behavior like that? Because she knew that now another life was being affected by her choices. Well, that's how it is where Jesus has placed you as his light. If you flicker, if you go out, it's going to make other lives darker. Whether you realize it or not, whether they realize it or not, you are their best hope. Some Christians just try to put all the lights together and withdraw the light from dark places. Can you imagine a dark house where you put all the light fixtures in one room and you leave the rest of the house dark? You need to spread the light into all the dark places. And if your Savior has placed you in one of those dark places, realize he's trusted you to be his light there. It's a holy trust. It's a life-saving mission. Don't fail them. Don't fail him by letting your light flicker or go out or abandoning the darkness. In a totally dark place one night, I saw the power of one lonely light. It was a very different place because of it. You may be that one lonely light. Burn brightly. Because without you, it's total darkness.